Have you ever felt like you're at the bottom of the ocean crying for help? In my many years of pastoral ministry, I have encountered many people that find themselves in this circumstance, expressing their deepest pain through a fountain of tears. Maybe you're in over your head, but no one even knows you are struggling. Or maybe you have sunk so deep in despair that you think no one could possibly hear or understand you. Sometimes it's a deep wound in our soul that even we can't wrap our mind around or see any possible healing from. Or maybe we have fallen into some deep-seated sin that seems impossible to overcome. For many of us, we may be looking around, reading the headlines, and feeling that the entire world is too broken, torn, and distorted to be pulled out of the mire. We all have a cry from the deep. The question is, will we be heard? The psalmist encouraged his soul and ours with the reminder that the Lord does not keep a record of sins, but rather he forgives and therefore can be trusted with all our deep brokenness. Listen to his cry from the deep. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. When God forgives, he doesn't just overlook our situation with a flippant dismissal. Neither does he observe us in our deep pit and ask us what we did to fall in. No, he climbs down into the pit with us in order to lift us out. How far will he climb? All the way to the very bottom. Further, in fact, than we think we have fallen. He gets below our brokenness, underneath our wounds, as far down as necessary in order to completely redeem us. He descends below our depths to raise us up into new life without any hidden deep-seated scars to leave behind. This process sometimes requires waiting on our part, but we can wait in hope, knowing that the Lord does hear us and answers us according to his deep redeeming love. Redemption is the Lord's work, and he has already heard our cries from the deep. Jesus voiced those cries for us on the cross, and our Father answered him with resurrected life. The Father's redeeming touch can't get any deeper than the death of his own Son. The answer of the resurrection assures us that not only does he hear our cries from the deep, he will also answer. Mi nombre es Eber Ticas, hablando de vida.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.